It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue rubs, sauces, and barbecue tailgate catering needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. Remember, the listener deemed with the top question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. I have several pages. Are you ready, Ross?
I am ready.
Our first question comes from Chloe from Holy Family School in Berwick. That's Pennsylvania, right?
There you go.
Thank you, Andy.
Yep.
KJ Hamler's my favorite player. And this is actually in the back. Are there more ways that they can get the ball to him?
That is a good question, Chloe.
That's not bad, Chloe.
I would like to see them utilize him a little bit more on jet sweeps, bubble screens. You know, anytime you have him even in ghost motion, they call it, where you go back behind the quarterback.
Right.
Or even if they have – I mean, put it this way. If they have him like the Miles Sanders fumble, maybe that's why they haven't done it. But anytime you have him like that, he's going to get defense's attention.
He scored on a jet sweep against those Pittsburgh Panthers.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the idea of putting the defense in conflict by frequently sending him the opposite way of where Miles is going, and you don't know which one they're going to hand it to. You can hand it to Hamler, you can hand it to Sanders, or Trace can take it up the middle. I like that.
That's
a good question, Chloe.
Good question.
That's the best one so far.
Great job, Chloe.
One place I'd like to see them try and do is where they take the offense and spread it towards the edges and run him down the middle of the field and get him against a safety going to the post.
Like down the seam.
Yeah, down the seam.
Yeah.
And throw it up. That would be the only way. I'm like, I think he could do some damage. All right, let's keep going. Jared from Talmadge, Ohio. Talmadge, Ohio asks, is there any chance, Ross, you think last week's Iowa win could be this year's version of Minnesota 2016?
No. I mean, maybe, but no. I just don't see it. I think that their weaknesses have been, you know, that was, what was it, like week five?
Yeah.
That was earlier in the year.
Wasn't it the week after the Michigan loss? They came home. They're down 13-3 at half. They're up Charles long pass. They tied it up with a late Tyler Davis field goal, and then Barkley's overtime run after I think Minnesota kicked that field goal was after the. I think it was the week after the Michigan. Yeah,
I think they were 2-2 at the time.
Yeah.
So I think that the difference is that was also Joe Moorhead's first year, and so they were still learning the offense and stuff. We're in week 10 now.
Right.
You know, it's their ninth game. I think that the concerns that they have were too far along at this point for them to be able to overcome those. So, no.
All right.
That'd be nice, but the answer is no.
All right, let's keep moving. Michael in Hoboken, New Jersey asks, my question's about the defensive ends. We have plenty of them, but we can't fill any of them out and move them inside the defensive tackle. Is that a possibility in any way, shape, or form in your mind to help this pass rush?
The one guy they had that they could have done it if he was healthy and his career's over is Buchholz.
Right.
And there's no way you're moving Etor now because he's doing just fine outside.
What's he got, six tackles for a loss and four sacks the last two games?
He's got 19 tackles in the last two games. Shane Simmons is too small. Shaka Toney is too small. I mean, it's just – they're not as deep at defensive end as I think people – I mean, if you really look at the snap counts, they lean heavily on their two starters.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
I guess it's ask Bob now because that's exactly what I was going to say. He just said the exact same thing I was going to say. No, in all sincerity, I think Bob's right. The only one with the frame – you know, Sharif Miller, no. Toney, no. Simmons, no. Maybe Daniel Joseph, I don't know. But the only one with the frame – is probably Etor Gross-Matos, but I don't think he wants to do that.
No.
I don't think they want to move him. You know, they should. I wouldn't mind watching him rush from the inside, though.
He, Earlier in the year, there were a couple times I saw him inside on packages that they had, but it was not very often. All right, let's keep going. Mark in Scottsdale, Arizona asks, love listening to you guys. Always make me laugh. Just wanted to know your thoughts on the linebacker play of number 7 and 36. Seems like they don't make a lot of tackles and don't make many splash plays. I know the younger guys are inconsistent, but 11 and 13 seem like better options to me. What do you think?
So I think that's probably fair. I don't think either one of them make very many splash plays. I think, you know, Jan Johnson, number 36, is only in there in regular. So you don't get as many opportunities to make splash plays when it's runs, right? And they don't really have their linebackers. If you remember, they don't really blitz those guys that much. They don't really ask them. You know, they're not really having those guys try to make tackles for losses. Penn State's defense, the D linemen can make tackles for losses, but even like Kabinda didn't do that often, or those guys. Farmer's the one that I feel like is given more opportunities and just not really able to do it, number 7. He made a lot of splash plays 2 years ago, even made some last year. I feel like he's made less splash plays 3 years in a row.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go on to Brad in Bethesda, Maryland. He says, dear Super Genius Ross, the past 2 weeks, why has Penn State seemingly abandoned the run? When you're running it pretty well, the weather's bad, your receivers are dropping balls, and this past week your quarterback is injured. Is the staff just getting too cute? Should they run the ball more?
What were their running stats in this game, Bob? Do you know?
I think Miles had 17 carries, I want to say. I don't think he had a huge day on the ground. Trace has been carrying it a lot for a quarterback. But the other part of it is that the last 2 weeks, they haven't had the ball that much. Indiana had it for 100 snaps. Iowa had it for 88. I think that maybe they would run the ball more if they could possess the ball and their defense could get off the field a little bit more.
I think that's a good point, by the way, about the fact that the other teams they're playing have been controlling the action.
Right.
Penn State can't get off the field on third down defensively, which hurts their ability, but they're only rushing for 3.6 yards with Miles, and they gave him 17 carries. You know, Tommy had 5 carries, Trace McSorley had 12. I mean, he had 5.2 yards per carry, but one of them was 51 yards.
Right.
So I don't think you can look at that and say they abandoned it too early. They couldn't run it very
tough
effectively.
Tough to run on Iowa, too. It's tough to run on Iowa. That's kind of what they're geared to stop.
Yes.
It's what Michigan's kind of geared to stop as well. So
careful what you wish for. You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the gopsurv.com lot every home game weekend. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Okay, Ross, we're going to keep going. This one comes from Don in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. Hey, Ross, it's obvious that James Franklin's done a great job recruiting since he joined Penn State. Which position group would you say he and his staff have done the best job of developing during his tenure? I thought this was a very entertaining question.
What's this guy's name?
Don in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania, Delaware County.
Pretty good question.
Yeah.
I don't know there's question. A slam dunk answer for this, Ross.
So it's not wide receiver.
It's going to go the other way.
It's not running back. It's not defensive tackle. It's not linebacker. I don't think it's the secondary.
I was thinking running back maybe, but is that
Barkley?
A product?
No, it's not running back.
Okay.
Who have they developed?
Well, I think Miles Sanders.
They let Saquon Barkley be born. The options, I think, are quarterback, O-line, D-end, maybe?
Tight end? Yeah. I mean, this is
they haven't developed Bowers
when
or
you
Holland.
When you look at what they did with Nassib, when you look what they did with, obviously, Etor, I mean, Sharif isn't what I thought he would be, but he's still a good player. I think Ross was right. You can't say quarterback when you look at the regression of Christian Hackenberg. You cannot. He was there for 14 and 15.
I think And O-line, you know, when Lime Grover came in, he turned that thing around a lot, Lime Grover and Moorhead. I think I'll go DN, though. I think Shaka Toney was a project. They probably don't beat Indiana without him. You know, even, what's his name? The kid that went pro, like, didn't get drafted. Sickles.
Garrett Sickles.
Garrett Sickles.
Sickle cell anemia. So, I don't know why it's in my head. Sickle cell. So
not good, Ross.
What? No, that was a bad joke, Bob. You shouldn't do that. At BobbyFlow7 on Twitter.
Aww. I can't wait for this.
So you're going defensive end.
I'll go DN1.
That's a good question, though. I really like that question.
I'd say O-line 2, but D-end.
All right, let's keep going.
That's a rough question, I think. Matt, maybe cornerback. You know, Amani's gotten a lot better. I don't know. It's a good question. Matt and Chloe are the two best.
Matt in Appalachian, New York asks, Ross, you and the others keep stating that the offensive line is doing a good job. Above average, I believe, is what you said. If this is true, wouldn't a good line be able to get a first down in the fourth quarter of a tight game? Both Penn State losses, they struggled to get first downs when they were ahead. Shouldn't an offensive line that's great be able to grind out and get some first downs?
You know, I think that's a fair question. But late in games, when you are just trying to run the clock out, it's really hard to run. I mean, it's really hard to run. Typically, what you need to be able to do is you need to be able, especially the way Penn State runs their offense, typically what you need to be able to do is make that one kind of clutch throw.
That clutch throw.
You know, like off an RPO, throw that slant, throw that one pass that kind of gets them the first down. You know, I don't remember thinking – you know, the Ohio State play, that was a stunt. That was like a great play call Shiano against them. I don't know. I think it's a fair question, but I'd say if they were truly a great offensive line, probably. They aren't truly a great offensive line. They're above average.
I mean, if the defense brings seven and you have six, and one of the six is the tight end, you don't use a fullback, is it really on the offensive line if you get stuffed on third and two?
I think that's fair. I mean, they've had some big holes. They've run for a lot of yards. They ran for 200 yards some against Ohio State. So I'm going to go great effort, Ridley. But if someone named Chloe writes in a question, she's winning. I'm just telling you that right now. Chloe for the win.
All right, Chloe, you will get a gift basket for 409tailgateclub.com. That's it for quarter three from the Labatt Blue Studio. Michigan previews coming up next. Stick with us.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.